T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Representative Blaine Wilhauer on with us right now to discuss. Blaine, thanks for coming back on the show. It's great to have you here.
Hey, it's great to be here. I was listening to that intro from the CDC, and I'm thinking, man, is this America?
Right.
What's going on here? Thank you for giving me permission to do what I've been doing for, you know, the past year.
Yeah, that's what I thought as well. Permission granted from the CDC and from the White House to start living your life normally. She said, this is the day we've been waiting for. I'm hearing from a lot of people, specifically in Missouri, who said, yeah, we've been doing that for quite some time.
Right.
Talk to me about this shift here in phases that Pritzker has the state of Illinois going in, what Illinoisans can expect.
Right. Yeah. When I first seen that, I was talking to my wife and, you know, honestly, my first reaction was, at this point, who even cares? You know, nobody in my district and in my part of the state, they don't listen to Governor Pritzker anymore. And they haven't for quite some time. You know, he has no credibility on these issues. He's been wrong. He's been on the wrong side of every bit of this. He's moved the goalposts so many times that, you know, people have just got to the point where they're doing what we needed to do in the first place, assess our own risk levels and you know, make decisions based on that. And even, you know, people like former FDA Chairman Dr. Scott Gottlieb, he said things that are very similar to that just earlier this week. So, you know, the bridge phase is literally a made up phase. I mean, they made it up out of thin air. They had these 5 phases, and you know, part of phase 5 was widely accessible and widely available vaccines. We've had that. You know, that was phase 5 was a total reopening. But no, we didn't we didn't want to give people the ability to totally reopen. So we literally make up a phase. And that's where we're at right now. And that's why people don't listen. They just don't listen. Even if he did have something substantive to say, he's lost all credibility and people don't listen.
Illinois State Representative Blaine Wilhauer, District 107, on the phone with us. For all of us who are just throwing our hands up and going, okay, Pritzker's just going to do whatever he's going to do, and we're going to do what we do. I guess if you're in that camp, though, are you still concerned that the governor may be enforcing these things and it may cost you money? Are there people in your district that are still concerned about that?
Yeah, I mean, there is some level of concern about that. We've alleviated most of those concerns. We've been very intentional. You know, I have, and most of the reps down here in this part of the world, you know, explaining two really, really important things to business owners and everybody else down here, what their rights are and what their level of risks are. You know, I think that if you give people that information, what their actual due process rights are and what their level of risk is, because, you know, let's face it, having this uniform level, like everybody is at the same level of risk, has always been ridiculous. So we give people that information, they make those decisions, and they find out that there's not a whole lot that the state can do to them, because we do, you know, they didn't suspend the Constitution. We still have rights. So pretty much in our part of the world, everything is completely normal, except in the school system and in the education system, and that, you know, it's a little tougher in that realm. But our locals, you know, need to get a lot stronger there too, and start sticking up for the best interests of our students.
We're speaking with Illinois State Representative Blaine Wilhauer now. At 2:25, we are welcoming on to the show for a special guest spot. Dr. Scott Hardiman is going to join us to react to the CDC's announcement today. So stick around for that. It'll take place in about 10 minutes from now. Blaine, you know, I'm curious, as a legislator, you're in the House, in the Illinois State House, looking at what Governor Pritzker has put into place, I guess his work with IDPH across the state, creating regions, four regions, and then it went to 11 regions. I mean, so many things have changed over the course of time. You're there to represent the people of the 107th. I have Katie Stewart in my district in the 112th. We've got a lot of people down here in Southern Illinois who have a voice to be heard. But Pritzker sidestepped the legislative process in this. He didn't include your thoughts and opinions, which means he didn't include ours. I got a problem with that. I'd imagine you do too.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, that's not 100% Pritzker's fault. You know, we as the legislative body, you know, obviously there's a Democrat supermajority. They have wanted nothing to do with stepping in and reining in his supposed emergency powers here. At any point in time, the governor could have called us in a special session, and our, you know, legislative leaders could have done the same thing. We've completely abandoned our duty. 100%, and it's all because nobody wants to make tough decisions. You know, be it COVID, be it budget, anything. Nobody wants to make tough decisions in the state of Illinois. Everything is pandering to special interests, and you know, it's some of this COVID stuff is a microcosm of the bigger problems, the systemic problems that we face in this state. You know, I think the first order of business should be clarifying that emergency powers, and there's a lot of legislation from our side of the aisle that does that, you know, clarify very clearly, which we think it already is, after 30 days, your emergency powers are up and, you know, you need legislative approval. But we need to clean that up, you know, and the people of Illinois need to demand it.
Blaine Wilhauer, District 107 from Illinois. Those emergency powers that you're talking about, you know, if there's legislation that's trying to work its way through, that's great. You're in the minority, so you may be up against the wall there. Is this going to have to go through the courts for it to be clarified?
Yeah, I mean, it will, but, you know, to be honest with you, I don't have a whole lot of trust with the court system here in Illinois. They haven't exactly been really aggressive on you know, standing up for our rights and, you know, what the things that they're responsible for. We've got a real imbalanced power structure in this state, you know, right now. No, none of the branches are keeping checks on any of the others. And obviously that's not the way our system's designed. And this has allowed this governor to have free rein, and it's been a disaster. It's been an absolute disaster. There's a lot of places. I always point to the state of Florida. You know, they handled this in a totally different way, and their outcomes are better than ours, you know, both from a quality of life standpoint, from an economic standpoint, and from, you know, an effective COVID. You know, the people who became critically ill and died, they're in a better position because they prioritized the people that were most vulnerable. That's the things I've been talking about the whole time. And, you know, we haven't done that here.
I'm looking at the breakdown of phase four, which is what we're in today, in the bridge phase, this fantasy phase that we will be entering in tomorrow. Before we get to phase five, Pritzker saying that he is eyeing a full reopening June 11th and including in there that the mask mandate will remain in place even after a full reopening. You got any predictions on how Pritzker will react to the CDC's announcement today that at least fully vaccinated people indoors and outdoors can start to shed those masks? Will Pritzker listen to the science?
Yeah, listen to the science. He's really good at listening to the political science. But, I mean, it begs the question of, you know, how are they going to ascertain who has been vaccinated and who hasn't? Is this on the honor system, or are we setting up is he going to set up a vaccination registry, you know, which the IDPH has shown a lot of interest here in the state of Illinois, which is completely ridiculous and unacceptable. So, you know, that kind of muddies the waters a little bit. You know, what's the point of the anybody, pretty much anybody who is at any measurable risk of dying or becoming critically ill of COVID-19 has had the opportunity to be fully vaccinated at this point. And, you know, at that point, all of these mitigations should go away. They should have went away a long time ago, but they should definitely go away now. And any idea that we're going to separate vaccinated from unvaccinated is repulsive. It's absolutely repulsive. These people need reined in. It's gotten completely out of control, to be honest with you.
Blaine, you've been representing District 107 here in Southern Illinois, and you've talked about how people have kind of managed to go their own way. Pritzker doesn't pay a whole lot of attention to Southern Illinois as it is anyway, unless it's St. Clair County. So I'm curious, your recommendation to other people who are listening right now, how can they take action to try to pull us back to a sense of normalcy in the state of Illinois and push back against this type of rain that we have right now from our governor?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing that we've seen in the past year is the people on your local school board, your city council, and your county board have a heck of a lot more control over people's day-to-day lives than I can ever have in the state legislature. You know, I can sit here and, you know, be a firebrand and, you know, scream from the rooftops and everything else, but these are the people that are making the decisions whether your kids go to school, whether your businesses are going to be, you know, prosecuted for COVID violations or anything else. We need to put critical thinkers on these boards. We can't just have yes people that are just going to do whatever superintendents or whatever county officials or city officials are going to tell them. We need people that put critical thought into this stuff and that are seriously representing the best interests of the people, the best interests of the students. We need strong people to step up and get involved in these boards. We need people that have run things, people that know how the world works, to get in here and take control, because things are getting really out of hand in our education system and our government system. Yeah. So that's the best thing you can do. These people have a lot more power than I do.
Yeah, I think you're so right. It's so local and people have the access to get involved, and they absolutely should. Illinois State Representative Blaine Willauer, thank you so much for coming on with us today. It's great to talk to you as always.
Yeah, likewise. Appreciate
we'll talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.